I want my people to vote, but many in my body do not vote. My body is my authority in the earth, and it is important to know the will of the kingdom and to vote for those who stand for kingdom causes. Just as there has been much movement, both in the past and currently, to suppress and overturn my righteous cause, so too will this continue in strength if those who favor my cause stay quiet. If there is not participation in the foundational operation of your governmental system, which in essence allows your vote to express the will of the kingdom, you are abdicating your authority to others. Prayer on behalf of those who govern in seats of authority is my will, as is voting. Each has its place in accountability. Even so, there are those in my remnant who have not yet given themselves to me in these things. Some pray, but do not vote. Some vote, but do not pray. But my will is to do both. My desire is a fullness of accountability in one's life in me. Some say, I would vote, but my vote doesn't really matter. But those words are a symptom of unbelief. I desire to be the healer of your land in ways that will cause you to rejoice, in both the land of your individual life and the land that you live in. When the righteous rule, the nation rejoices. This is my word, and it is true. And the first place of rule is within each life, ruling in choices toward me. When my people rule within their own lives and allow realignment towards my cause, I will move, for I will use each one's fellowship in prayer to do so. It does not work to do nothing and expect change. But as my people humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from the world's ways, I will always move. The land would be much worse today if I did not have those who are leaning toward me and praying and involving themselves in voting. But I desire to do more, much more. I am bringing greater degrees of realignment to my ways, and some will need to shake themselves and let me in. I desire to move in the land you live in, and to stay the hand of the enemy concerning things he is planning. And this always begins with heeding my call to seek me. I have said, seek me, for my truth is that humility, prayer, seeking my face and leaning into me, allow me to bring the healing. I have given you the earth to enjoy in your fellowship with me. And the enjoyment of the land you live in requires your fellowship with me concerning those who govern, those who rule in positions of authority. I desire accountability in these things, and I desire the fellowship that comes in the accountability. For in this, I can do many things.